All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, this week is seeing the Jacksonville Jaguars get their guy, as Nick Foles is set to become the new quarterback in Jacksonville. Now, in seven NFL seasons, Foles has been a journeyman, but he was the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won the Super Bowl at the conclusion of the 2017 season. Now, as a starter in the NFL, Foles' record is 26-18, which includes him throwing 68 touchdowns to 33 interceptions, while he was also the MVP of Super Bowl number 52. The Jaguars were desperate to get a new signal caller as they were ready to move on from quarterback Blake Bortles. Now, in spite of Bortles, Jacksonville was very close to winning the AFC Championship in 2017, and they regressed mightily last season. And for this front office, which is led by former Jags and Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, it was definitely quite obvious that they needed an upgrade at the quarterback position. Now, Bortles himself is not going to fix Jacksonville's troubles, because you look at Jacksonville last season, they were 26th. In the NFL in passing, and no pass catcher had more than 750 yards. Jacksonville still needs to improve. They got to go out there and improve the wide receiver position. And I don't think Foles is a guy that can put this offense on his back by himself. I mean, you look at the talent that he had around him at the skill positions in Philadelphia. He had a solid offensive line, one of the best in the NFL. And then on top of that, he had a coach in Doug Peterson, who was not only a good play caller, but on top of that, he was familiar with Foles through their brief time together in Kansas City. So you look at this situation, it looks good on paper. It's an upgrade to Bortles, but the bottom line is the Foles signing does not solve all of the issues for Jacksonville. It's good, but you still got to put people around him. And I know that the expectations will improve with Nick Foles under center for Jacksonville, but don't make those Super Bowl plans in Northern Florida just yet. This team still has a ways to go, and I don't see Mr. Foles becoming a miracle worker for this Jags franchise. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several weeks away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.